Welcome to Breakfast on 91.3 FM on the Voice of the Cape, and my name is Ghulam Fakir, of course, with you all the way through until 9 o'clock. We're in the final stretch of the show under these circumstances, a couple of hours away from lockdown. And you know, on a Thursday, it is our consumer focus slot. And this time around, I'd like to keep the focus on the lockdown, but also in terms of how it is that it can benefit you, the consumer, you, the listener. None other than Mushfika Botha, Head of Research and Consumer Education at National Debt Advisors, is the best person, of course, to share that advice with us. And I'm sure that you will be taking heed and notes as we go along. Mushfika, assalamu alaikum, and shukran so much for always making yourself available to speak to the listeners of the VOC.
Wa alaikum salam. Shukran for having me.
Mushfika, we are a couple of hours away from lockdown. Some people, alhamdulillah, they have been paid by now, you know, the March salary. And they are probably still going into the panic buying mode. Although government officials, including the president, has confirmed that there's sufficient supplies of everything. But I think it's just human nature that you're still going to go into some sort of frenzy or panic. Can you just sort of just take us through the do's and don'ts when it comes to panic buying, so that there is sufficient supplies, you know, left for everyone to benefit from?
Sure, Ghulam. I think that's a very, very important point to make, that there is a human element involved. As much as government has tried to allay the fears of ordinary South African citizens and consumers by saying that there is enough essential goods available, that ports have not been closed for food, that they have been in consultation with the manufacturers, manufacturing is continuing, and that there are enough stocks, the human element does come in. People are scared. People are also scared that shops might run out of stock. And therefore, people are panic buying and stockpiling. I do think that that could be counterproductive to the health measures that we want to put into place now. We have seen long queues at stores, at butchers. We have seen people in malls yesterday, you know, queues going from a retail outlet supermarket right down the length of the mall. So people in the last few days have definitely been panic buying. And I think today being the last day before the lockdown, I don't think it will be any different. I think people are going to be out on the streets today buying as much as they possibly can, getting as much as they possibly can done. Also being aware of the fact that there is going to be a restriction of movement, even though you are technically allowed to be outside to get essentials like medication, go to the pharmacy, go to the hospital, go to the doctor and get groceries. There is going to be a restriction of movement, and I think people want to avoid being out on the streets in the next 21 days, inshallah.
Inshallah. And although, you know, when it comes to that, what do they call it? Not panic buying, the social distancing, I think that's going to be very difficult for our community, Mushfika.
You can see that. You can see that. I mean, you could see that yesterday. People, I understand it from a community perspective. People are not going to necessarily enforce rules themselves. But I do find it very, very disappointing from a retail perspective. Retailers, I think retail management should be taking more responsibility for that. A lot of our retailers, a lot of our top-notch retailers, staff are still not wearing masks, staff are still not wearing gloves, staff are not being sanitized, counters are not being sanitized. So I do think that there should be retailers, there should be a far bigger emphasis on the retailers keeping up with the health regulations and with the health protocol.
Right.
When dealing with consumers.
And I think also what we need to be very, very concerned about, you know, in terms of our finances, I was just speaking to my wife last night, Mushfika, is that, you know, everything has been happening as rapid as what the virus has been spreading. That is how rapid the news have been spreading. You know, on the one day, you know, there's it's a social distancing, and then and on the next day we go in a social lockdown or national lockdown, and we don't know what is going to happen after 21 days. It could be extended, it could even be lifted, you know, or reduced as it stands. And I think as consumers, we shouldn't be oblivious and take that for granted, and we should always plan properly when it comes to that. And this is the next point that I wanted to make with regards to credit cards. I heard people talking about, you know, oh no, at least I've got a credit card from two banking facilities. It's not maxed out, but it will be at least a good leverage for me during this time, especially if they are on lockdown and they're not getting paid, which is a topic for another day. But, you know, the importance of people maxing out their credit cards, how cautious should they be?
People should be very cautious, specifically because the payment structure of the South African employee is also hanging in the balance right now. Though they have measures have been put in place by government, we find that employers are still at the point where they are not paying their staff who are going on lockdown, or they're paying them a lesser salary, or, you know, there are so many different scenarios with that. But the one scenario that does not change is the fact that if you're going to make debt, somewhere along the line, you're still going to have to pay it. Somewhere along the line, interest is still going to accrue. And even if you do have get a payment back, which is by no means a guarantee from any bank, because as much as the banks have come to the party on the one level with small businesses, small business relief, individual relief is not being promised. Individual relief is being done on an individual assessment basis,
right,
bearing in mind that that's probably not going to be done over the next 21 days. So we have to take into consideration that debt that is incurred is going to be debt that needs to be paid. Here, I'd like to emphasize the importance of communicating with your financial institution. Communicate with your bank, communicate with your debt counselor, communicate with your financial advisor. If for one moment you think that you will not be able to maintain your repayment obligations, I know for a fact in the debt review industry, specifically at NDA, we have put out notices to all our clients telling them, you know what, if you are under debt review, and you feel that there's been a change in circumstance, either you've been retrenched or there's a chance that you're going to be retrenched or you haven't been paid your full salary. Many clients under debt review, and some of them don't even know this, at NDA, 90% of the clients have insurance for their debt repayments in their repayment plan.
Wow, okay.
So if you've got a credit life insurance in your debt review plan, that credit life insurance should cover something like retrenchment as well. And obviously that is a normal, that falls under a normal policy payment. So what we are doing in the debt review industry is telling people that if you can, at the very least, especially in these tough times, do not skip your insurance on your debt review payments, because that could be the factor in your insurance claim not being paid.
Your leverage.
Pay the insurance. Exactly.
Yeah.
Make the arrangement, but contact your debt counselor. We are encouraging, whether you're with National Debt Advisors or any debt counselor across the country. The important thing is also to note is that banks and debt counselors are working together in this. Banks are actually referring their clients who are under debt review back to the debt counselor. Once you go to your debt counselor and you tell them of your circumstance, they fill out a form, which is 17.3, and they then send that to the banks, which tells them about the change in circumstance of the consumer. And then an assessment gets done on that between the debt counselor, on the story that you've given your debt counselor, on the scenario that you've given them, and the bank. And yes, then a payment holiday, a payment break, lesser installments, all of that can come about. But we cannot expect our financial institutions to be aware of our changing circumstance if we don't inform them.
Yeah. Now, Mushfika, you mentioned something about insurance while being under debt review. So if you've got an installment of 1,000 Rand and I'm now being affected by the lockdown where I'm not getting my full salary, and I really, if I were to pay this 1,000 Rand to my debt counselor, you know, it's really going to put me in a very bad situation financially. Yeah. And I contact my debt advisor or my debt review company, you know. How much would I then pay to ensure that I'm covered in terms of insurance on that debt?
Look, depending on what the amount of your outstanding debt is, the insurance would vary. I mean, insurance varies anything from about 200 Rand per month to about 700 Rand per month. 700 Rand being if you've got, you know, the big assets and lots of debt.
Yeah.
But one thing that we are encouraging people is to, at the very least, make sure that your insurance is paid. From there, your debt counselor can take it. From there, your debt counselor can say, you know what, can you pay the insurance amount plus X percentage on your other account for the next 3 months? But at the very least, make sure that your insurance is paid over the next 3 months so that it doesn't give the insurance company the chance to deny your claim with payment on retrenchment or on a change of the complete circumstance where your debt review payments are concerned.
Complete.
And again, you have to contact your debt counselor, because what I have found at National Debt Advisors, that even though people, when they signed up, some people signed up for debt review years ago, they somehow, they've forgotten. They don't look at statements. They don't look at their repayment plans. They don't look at those sort of things, which has always been a problem. So they don't even know that they've been paying for credit life, which includes retrenchment.
Yeah.
And I'm really telling people, you know, go back not only with debt review, but on all your other products.
Now, Mushfika, this I just want to throw something in here that I hope that I'm not throwing you under the bus when I ask you the following. There's a perception among some consumers. The perception is not that financial institutions where you invest your provident and your pension funds and those things, the perception is not whether or not they are safe. Everybody is suffering. Everybody is going through this crisis. The perception, though, is that people are now afraid that they are not able to get their monies from those institutions, number one. And number two, others are feeling that they'd rather take that money and be safe during this lockdown period. What advice do you have for them?
You know, I think what they should do, again, in this lockdown period, is know exactly where your finances are. I don't think people have the excuse anymore saying, oh, I'm too busy. Oh, I don't know where that policy is. Oh, I don't know. I haven't spoken to my financial advisor in so long. Oh, I don't know. No, this lockdown period should be taken for you to get your finances in order. Get out all your documentation. Get out all your policies. And then, like some industries are going to suffer, there are some industries that are still operating. Make contact with your accountant. Make contact with a bookkeeper. Make contact with your financial advisor. Get as much information from them about your individual situation, about your individual investment, about your individual pension, because everybody has different schemes that they are invested in. Everybody has different, you know, it's not as easy as saying, oh, I'm going to take all my money. What are the tax implications if you do that? Can you do that? So I think at this time, again, one thing, budget. We are going to have to be tightening our belts. Don't spend unnecessarily. Do not spend recklessly on credit. And then also just get your finances in order. Another thing that I have to make a mention of, Gulam, is that the financial checks and balances that have been put in place and by the country has really also ensured that we will have money in our ATMs. We have also been assured of this by government. So people do know that they are still, during lockdown, able to draw money from an ATM.
Right, Right. We're going to have to leave it there. Mushfika Boota, Head of Research and Consumer Education at National Debt Advisors. As always, lovely chatting to you. I know there's only one man that you'd like to go in lockdown with, like you said. So shukran so much to you and your Abi as well. And all the best. Stay safe, inshallah. And please keep your phone on just in case we need to get hold of you anytime soon during this 21-day period.
Anytime. My family and I will be on lockdown. And we hope that everybody else will too, to the best of our abilities, and wish everybody the best in this difficult time going forward, inshallah.
Shukran so much, Mushfika, and assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
And that's where we're going to have to leave it for today. Ladies and gentlemen, we've got a few hours left before lockdown. Do not go into panic. VOC Breakfast will still be all over your wireless, alhamdulillah. So stay tuned to 91.3 FM. Thank you so much to Lachey, to production, to Tasneem, and everybody else who contributed to the show this morning. Thank you to you, the listener. As always, my favorite part of the show. Ladies and gentlemen, this is serious. We need to remain indoors and only go outside if necessary from tomorrow. Kanala people, this is very, very, I cannot emphasize the seriousness thereof. Employers, if you can make arrangements with your employees for once, please do not consider only your profits. Consider the health of your employees and the lives of your employees. From myself, Ghulam Fakir, remember the juz of the day is scheduled after the 9 o'clock news. Until tomorrow, have a lekker day. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.